This whole area where the gray bars are will be painted and with all glass. Over here, we'll get a tile, a maroonish tile. There'll be glass all around that big, huge gray piece you see. It's reminiscent of a lighthouse. And then,
on an October morning with the sounds of construction as background, Cape Cod Regional Technical High School Superintendent Robert Sanborn took a small group of visitors on a tour of the new Cape Tech.
Watch your step on these steps. As you go out this way, you're going to on the first floor, you're going to the Transportation Academy. That'll have auto collision, auto tech, and marine. If you go that way, is the Construction Academy. In between HVAC and horticulture is plumbing, carpentry, electrical.
The new school is rising adjacent to the existing one in Harwich. It will be only a little bit larger than the current school, but will be designed to use space much more efficiently. And Sanborn says construction is ahead of schedule.
We started in January by breaking ground, and then the steel was up by May, and we're slated to move in June of 2020. And with kids coming in September of 20.
Marshfield-based Brait Builders is the lead contractor on the $128 million project with significant state aid. Each district town's share of construction costs will be determined by enrollment. Enrollment at the school, which includes students from Mashpee to Provincetown, stands at 570. The new school is being built to incorporate the STEAM educational system, science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math. An academy model will be used to further integrate academic and technical education. The new school promises a lot, and voters in the district's towns overwhelmingly supported the project at the ballot box 2 years ago, at a time when the deficiencies of the existing school were becoming apparent. And the superintendent is clearly proud of the fact that the new building will include flexible spaces for meetings or learning and professional development for staff.
I think it's the excitement of collaboration and natural light. I mean, as you've gone through this facility and you go through the old facility, it's pretty striking the lack of natural light in the old facility on the bottom floor and in the top floor.
As the tour continues, the group dodges some of the 150 construction workers on the job that day and gets a glimpse at what will be the new school's gymnasium, classroom, and cafeteria space, and an open area on the second floor capable of holding 250 people that might someday be the site of robotics competitions.
There'll be two sets of doors. There'll be a door right here. There'll be a check-in inside the two sets of doors.
Throughout the process of planning and building the new school, one theme has emerged, that many of the students learning job skills there will likely become Cape Cod's workforce of the future. Building and maintaining homes, running businesses, and staffing medical facilities for an aging Cape Cod. For WCAI, I'm John Basile.